Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Dave wants to. Our guy, and he is your coach.
Listen to this, would you? Would you help us with this? This is Brisker talking about Chase today.
We're going to talk, especially the way I talk and the way other people talk. I mean, we get in people's head. Grown man over would be really crying out there. Grown man with kids. Like, imagine that. Like, seriously. It's hilarious.
What do you think of Jaquan Brisker saying he's going to trash talk Jamar Chase this weekend?
That's, you know, talking about crying. I mean, number one, I'd have to see it to believe it. And number two, guys don't say that in the NFL. I mean, you know, that's hanging in Chase's locker. It's probably hanging in everybody's locker in the entire Bengal locker room. You know, it truly is. I mean, it's...
Yeah, if you're the Bengals coach, you go find that and bring it to his attention,
yeah,
don't
we,
you?
I used to make them up, and I was always looking for something to hang in Benny Blades' locker or one of those, you know, great smart carrier's locker. I'd make something up and put it in carrier's locker or Sean Gale. Say, hey, look what this guy said about you. What? Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, he thinks that you were crying.
Sicilians are great liars. Best in the world. I'm Sicilian. My father was the world heavyweight champion of Sicilian liars.
They'd act like they were mad, but they probably said, this guy thinks. Say, nobody would say that.
Yeah, but then when you hear someone say it.
You making stuff up to try and get Sean Gale going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, coach. That started back in the U days, back in the convicts and Catholic days. Oh, yeah, we did it all. All right, I'm out of here. See you guys. Give me the ball. Yeah.
Come on, you got the gift. You're the only one that could help me.
Jerry, I can't. It's like saying to Pavarotti, teach me to sing like you. Jerry? Just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. The whole crew is here for a full boat show. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello! The weekend is approaching. Lawrence is invited himself to the gun show. Quite a day today. About? Look at that. Tenny, you see that?
Man, if you like biceps and you watch us on Twitch, today's a day for you, especially between Clay Harbor, the Claymaker, and you, Lawrence.
I was just warm. I just took my jacket off.
Get to Twitch, get to YouTube.
I mean, seriously, he told us about the workout the other morning. He's lifting like to match these kids that were there at the workout facility. Damn, he's getting it done. Looking good, sir.
I will put my jacket back on.
I'm enjoying it. I'm legit enjoying it. You're not Russ, Russ Dorsey in your way around here.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a tank top. I'm just wearing a t-shirt.
I almost said Russ Armstrong in his way.
Well, he's also swole.
I mean, that's why his last name is Armstrong.
He's yoked up.
That's the whole thing.
His brother Stretch was also very interesting as far as characters go.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And this is a large t-shirt, which I think now is too big. I got to go down to mediums.
It's looking good, sir. Carry on.
Thank you. Here's what we have planned for you today. I did not know me disrobing was going to be a thing. Dan Wiederer joins us at 3 o'clock.
By the way, the Wiener Circle giving out free hot dogs if you take the shirt off before the end of the show.
No one wants to see those scars. Olin Krutz joins us at 4. And Charlie Clifford, who does TV in Cincinnati, is going to join us to talk about the Bengals. So that's what's up.
Yeah, Joe Flacco's going to play so we can put that baby to bed.
Well, here's the thing. We said the same thing about Lamar Jackson last week.
Yeah, but Joe Flacco at least talked to the media
about it
and said, I'm going to play, basically. Like, said it enough for me. But anyway, he's got good wide receivers. And one of the Bears guys has gone ahead and done poked the bear.
He's got three good wide receivers.
Yeah, you like the slot guy.
Ishivas? Yeah, man.
From Princeton.
Yeah.
And T. Higgins. They're paying real money to both T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, which is why maybe they have two rookies at guard and two rookies starting at linebacker.
Yeah, and it was part of the reason that they couldn't pay Trey Hendrickson over a long period of time. Hendrickson, by the way, hasn't been as effective as he usually is and has been hurt here and there. So there's been all sorts of issues with the Bengals, the most important one being that Joe Burrow isn't there.
Yeah, but Ja'Marr Chase still has 70 catches after being targeted more than, 40 times over the last 2 weeks?
Yep.
And then Jaquan, as you heard there in the open, decided to step in it and say some stuff.
Yeah. It made me uncomfortable at the time for a lot of reasons. It doesn't seem to bother Jaquan, though, and that's okay. Like, that's probably how he should react to this. I do wonder for those people, because we are talking about the guys who are the 1% at that profession, and yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about Jordan and his sociopathic nature of creating obstacles and villains for him to joust and fight against all the time.
Yeah, when I looked up the LeBradford Smith situation after the name came up in our conversation yesterday, most people think that Michael Jordan made up that one. So Jordan, you know, invented slights, had real and imagined slights, and there's Wani telling us he used to do that with his players. So I guess, you know, whatever gets you going. But it didn't seem like a great idea. And then, as we talked about in transition, it has made its way around the league.
Yeah, that's the thing. And people can get mad at us, you know, because we talked about it or whatever. But the video of him saying it has now made its way across the league.
Right, so it wasn't the video of us talking about it.
Yeah.
It was a video of just him saying it.
And so, to me, the thing is that Jaquan will have to deal with is he has now opened himself up, and he's fairly visible on social media too. Like, he tweets stuff out and he shares stuff. He better have a great game. And like Wani said, the most important thing is that you're the safety on the team. So you're putting your guys in danger. Now, granted, there's going to be some bracketed coverage against one or both of those guys at certain times in the game. So he's going to see him. He has to deal with him, and he's probably going to have to tackle him at some point. But it's just like, I get it, and people like the honesty and the bravery of it. It's just, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I know you were feeling it like that. It's, it's yet another Sunday noon game for the Bears, and yet another bad defense that Caleb has an opportunity to step up and have a big game against.
Hey, Tanny, can we load up the Brisker real quick? Because I have a request from someone on Twitch. Was like, wait, I missed it. Was he talking blank? yeah, he was talking blank. And it was about the guy that he has to deal with this week, and also retroactively about Justin Jefferson. So we're talking about pick 'em, 1 in 1A. The two best wide receivers in the NFL, Jaquan Brisker had smoke for both of them.
I mean, we got two great safeties. We got a good tandem. So, to be honest, no disrespect. It doesn't put any stress on us. We just have to, you know, play our type of brand of defense. And we got good corners, too. It's not like he's just going to walk over our corners. And, yeah, just play our type of brand of defense and get after them. And that's what we're going to do.
With the juice that you're talking about with you, Gardner Johnson, and you mentioned Tyreek Stevenson as well, talking, does that get in? Do you try to get into the heads of the other team? Is that really what it comes down to?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. We're going to talk, and it does. I mean, especially the way I talk and the way other people talk. I mean, we get in people's head. Grown man over be really crying out there. Grown man with kids. Like a badge of that. Like, seriously. Yeah, so it's hilarious. I wish I was mic'd up every game.
Wait, give us an example of a little trash talk.
My rookie year, you could ask Kendall Vittle. He was at corner, and I was talking a lot of trash to Justin Jefferson, and he was crying. The second half, that's when he dropped, like, every ball. First half, he killed this, but second half, just pay attention to the game. You'll see. That's an example, though.
And so that part isn't even true. There were three balls thrown his way in the second half, and he caught two of them. Yeah. He didn't drop every ball like he was talking about. So there's that part. There's no reason to drag Justin Jefferson into this, especially when you're going to see him theoretically for the rest of your career,
yeah.
And you're definitely going to see him later on this season.
You know, yesterday when I went on to the old trusty FanDuel app, I couldn't find some props on Jamar Chase. All I saw were some old Terry Rozier props.
Oh, yeah, I bet you did. I bet you saw them at your poker game, too.
By the way, did you guys see the clip that was floating around this morning? Now, usually these NFL mic'd up clips are pretty useless, but when they all of a sudden come around after the fact, and like, oh, this is useful information. Justin Jefferson and Brisker talking to each other during the Monday night game.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think Vikings Twitter got a hold of it and put this out there this morning.
Y'all not even playing man, gang. Y'all not even playing man. What you talking for? I love when they talk to me, double teaming me. I love that.
So
that seems
Justin,
not
intimidated.
Not intimidated at all. Giving it as good as he's getting it and winning the game.
He was crying though. You can't hear that in the audio, but he was crying away.
There's tears coming down.
There were people. That's too bad. There were people that were inside of the comments. Like, he didn't mean like actual crying. Yeah, he did. When he said a grown man with kids, he meant actual crying.
God, it's so dumb.
In a game that he had 12 catches for 154 yards.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Y'all not even playing man, gang. Y'all not even playing man. What you talking for?
He's talking right back to him.
That seems like a guy who's also real calm. Like, he's not even mad. He's just like, y'all are not even playing man. What are you talking about?
You know, I got to say, I did kind of admire Gary Payton for having the stones to trash talk MJ back in the day.
But here's the difference, though.
They Gary went against
Payton,
each other.
No, Gary Payton is a Hall of Fame player.
It's a badass.
Gary Payton was first team all defense.
The glove. I had no problem with the glove.
No one had to ask who is Gary Payton.
Jamar Chase, 9+ receptions, is still -152. That's what they think of him. That they're like 9 catches? Yeah, no, he's going to get that. 10 is where you have to go to get plus odds. +110 for Jamar Chase at 10 or more receptions. That's crazy. Jamar Chase receiving yards, you got to go to 100 to get plus odds for Jamar Chase. 90 is still at -120. So the world thinks that Jamar Chase is going to eat the Bears alive because that's what he does, because he can execute even when you think you know it's going to him. It doesn't even matter.
Speaks, I have another update for you from the Bears defensive backfield.
Thank you.
This from a friend in the locker room, who said that CJGJ came to the locker room, as we did today, and proclaimed, quote, CD Deuce made it through the week. Media didn't think he would, close quote. CD Deuce is now what we're supposed to call him, apparently, or at least what he calls himself.
Media didn't think he'd make it through the week.
I think we all thought he'd make it through the week. I said 2.5. Man. Over under 2.5 games as a Bear.
These guys are real good at finding villains.
Man.
Hello.
I would really love it if they won. That would be awesome. That would be really awesome if they won. There's a lot of guys out, by the way.
I'd like them to win, too. Yeah, I know there's a lot of Bears players out. I'd like them to win, too. Who's the enemy that got in CD Deuce's?
CD Deuce.
You said three games.
I said 2.5, over, under, and I'm going under.
Yeah, I'll go over on
that. I think he's there to get them through this week, and then we'll see where things go.
Mm.
But, you know. It's whatever.
A texter says, Flacco was a DNP today. Why do we assume he's playing? Maybe that's because I feel good. I feel good
about
enough to
Candy.
Play. What he said is, I feel good enough to play on Sunday.
He might be joshing us, though. I agree with the texter on this one, Speaks.
Okay.
He might be saying that just to say that, but, you know, because apparently it only costs you $100,000 if you lie. That's all it costs you.
Ravens got smacked down for $100,000.
Although the Bengals are a franchise that they care about every dollar. So maybe they won't do something like that because they do care about every single dollar. When we come back, let's talk a little Halloween with two coaches from the NFC North. Scary stuff. Next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On Thanksgiving morning, it's spooky out there.
We're going to get to the coaches in just a second. I just wanted to update everyone, Speaks,
yeah,
on the injury report.
Please do.
The Week 9 injury report is out for both teams. Luther Burden III is out. He's in the concussion protocol. Roschon Johnson out,
man,
with a back. Dominique Robinson out with an ankle. And the most important one, DeAndre Swift out with a groin.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift apparently been battling this for a while, and the coach talked about maybe needing to save him from himself. We will talk about that with Dan Wiederer at the top of the hour.
Grady Jarrett got rest this week. Cole Kmet is back. DJ Moore is back. Roma Dunze is back. Tyreek Stevenson, full practice the last 2 days. He's back. Joe Tooney got rest because he's old. He was a full participant today, and he will play. For the Bengals, the only one that you really, well, I guess two, that you care about, Joe Flacco did not practice today. He is listed as questionable. Trey Hendrickson is listed as doubtful for this game.
Yeah, Trey didn't make it through the last game. I had to leave in the second quarter. It's Halloween tonight. It's game 6 of the World Series, but it's also Halloween. My kid's going out, and I can't wait to see what his haul is at the end of the night. It's such a great holiday. It's so fun. Ben Johnson understands just how fun Halloween is, was asked about it, and had conversation with the Beat about it.
You got the kids dressed up today, Ben?
Apparently we do. We got some pictures of it, so
we'll see. Apparently you have children?
Like, yeah, apparently.
Good.
I think it's Lilo and Stitch this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So
dress up as an adult?
No.
You're not dressed enough tonight?
No, not a chance.
Will you be home in time?
I hope so. Yeah, that's the plan. Make it home by 5 and we'll bounce around for a few houses, I guess.
So. Can you give out the candy?
I'll be honest with you, I haven't even thought about it. So whatever mommy wants, mommy gets.
She wants and Coach, now you're in full candy bar family, right? You have to give out full candy bars.
We'll find out.
If you could dress up as something.
Oh, goodness. Probably Tom Cruise from Top Gun. How about that?
There you go. Yeah, that's it. I like
that. Fighter pilot.
Didn't Philbin dress up as a pilgrim?
Oh, goodness. I don't remember that.
Maybe that was in Green Bay.
We had some good rookie outfits today, though. We had them in the team meeting, so.
Such as?
Ozzy won best dressed award, but I'll let you guys handle that in practice.
You don't want to talk about the injury report. You don't want to talk about Halloween. Why are we here?
I asked myself the same thing. We're lying.
Oh, my God.
A little fun at Hallis Hall today. I like that.
So Joe Philbin did dress up as a pilgrim when he was the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. It's Jason Leisure who has that Miami history.
I don't know if there's any coach that looks more like a pilgrim than Joe Philbin does.
So maybe he wasn't dressed up. Maybe it's just, you know.
The only other person that I would, like Tom Landry and Dick Geron.
Oh, yeah.
Would be two guys. Like, if you put them in pilgrim uniforms, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense.
Which NFL coach looks most like a pilgrim?
Light it up. Like Christmas trees.
That's how you beat Wojo.
Riles.
So, look.
Whatever mommy wants, mommy gets.
See, that's the thing.
Well, we need to put that with Chris Ranji. Save that for transition on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's probably a good call right there. But, you know, our coach is focused. He's going to let mommy handle Halloween.
They better be giving out full. You make 13 a year. You better be giving out full candy bars.
It's head coach money.
Yeah.
You know where the head coaches live in your neighborhood. You seek those out.
Whatever mommy wants, mommy gets.
Although, Daddy needs a sleep.
There it is.
How your parents doing, folks?
I will say, though, in the neighborhood that Ben probably lives in, every house is a full candy bar house.
You know, Matt Eberflus used to give out, right?
Bees.
That's exactly it. Here you go. This is Stinger. Here's a jar of Stinger's honey.
Honey? I mean, local honey I'd be down
sure.
for.
Eberflus family honey? I don't want any of that. That's loser honey.
Wow.
I don't want any of that loser
honey.
Wow,
I was not expecting the Eberflus crackbacks today, but here we are.
Man. Have you not met me?
It's always time for it.
Yeah. Well, Matt Eberflus is a good friend, a guy he used to share drinks with at Marquette games. Matt LaFleur was asked about Halloween. I'm sure he was just as jovial and inclusive and relaxed as Ben Johnson was.
Do you not know what your Halloween costume is going to be?
It's Halloween, huh? Got a big discussion with this with my assistant Daryl. I was like, I don't give a shit if it's Halloween. All right.
Oh my God.
We're trying to win a game. Period.
Oh my God.
So, well done, Wallers. Yeah, it's a Friday in the National Football League. That's what day it is.
He was just not having it.
Oh my God.
Cursing at the beat.
Crazy person. I dig it, though. I dig it. We're trying to win football games. Yes, they pay me for.
It's a Friday in the National Football League. I'll let Ben Johnson's wife take care of that. Thank you very much.
Whatever mommy wants, mommy gets.
I mean,
I understand.
I don't give a if it's Halloween.
That ain't right.
It's a Friday. Yeah. That's what day it is.
Yeah, I know it is. Matt, we all know it's a Friday, but it's Halloween. Why can't we have joy? Why can't we have Halloween joy in the midst of football Fridays?
That quote needs to be in a trailer for a scary movie.
I don't give a bleep if it's Halloween.
I don't give a bleep if it's Halloween.
I don't give a if it's Halloween.
And then that's the first person in the movie that gets killed.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I'm ready
no,
for
I
that.
No, I don't want anything to happen to Matt LaFleur. I'm saying that
the character who says the line.
That character that would say that line is obviously the first person who's going to get it.
You know what would be a cool Halloween villain? Is a bunch of bees from Matty Puffs's house.
That's like a good role as like LaFleur as like the sheriff in the horror movie
yes!
who downplays everything.
Yes!
It's fine.
I don't give a bleep that it's Halloween.
Yeah.
It's Friday. Mm-hmm. We got the local football game.
It's Halloween.
Right. It's a football Friday. It's a Friday in the National Football League. That's what it is. And then he goes out to the garage to get something. The door locks on him by accident.
the music starts, and you know he's toast.
And behind him, it says Happy Halloween, and then he's dead.
Yep.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think we just put together a pretty good movie, actually.
Yeah, I like it.
Off of that one quote.
We know people. Alex, you know people. We could get this movie done, right?
That's a fun movie.
It is. Let's call Van Kirk. I didn't even realize he was on the morning show, and I watched that episode. Stupid.
Which episode is that? The one where the party?
It's the episode where Bro is doing stand-up comedy and Van Kirk brings him onto the stage.
I can see why you didn't catch it, Lawrence. The latest season of the morning show. It's your phone really splits a lot of time with watching it. You know, it's not really.
It does.
But I'm happy for our guy, Danny Van Kirk.
It does. But anytime Greta Lee is on the screen, I'm good. I'm real good.
Imagine if Nelly Furtado was there.
Well, we're all Mia Jordan fans here, aren't we?
We all are Mia Jordan fans. I mean, very nice lady.
I wonder if Mia Jordan has seen the gun show that's on display right here
she
today.
She doesn't care.
You don't know that.
But I do love Karen Pittman. She was on Luke Cage. She played a huge role on Luke Cage.
See?
So, you know, big fan.
Our interests go outside just to football Friday in the National Football League.
Let's get it back on track, though, because Olin Krutz is going to join us to talk some football.
But it's Halloween.
And, I don't give a... Oh, I'm sorry, Dan Wiederer. Yeah. I don't give a... That it's Halloween.
Damn I don't it. Give a... If it's Halloween.
You better believe it. Neither does Weedsy. Next, you're on the score.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.